Winter is coming to the Emmy Awards one last time. Game of Thrones earned a record 32 Emmy nominations today, but NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the Television Academy also recognized some critics' favorites and some surprising new shows.
It's true, Emmy voters seem to have loved Game of Thrones last season a lot more than many critics, handing HBO's fantasy show the most nominations of any TV series in a single year. But there were also surprise nominations for shows that critics loved, including the amazing second season of Amazon's comedy Fleabag and the pop TV series Schitt's Creek, that's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S. It earned four nominations, including a Best Actress in Comedy nod for star Catherine O'Hara, playing the clueless matriarch in a wealthy family which lost their fortune.
Didn't you once take the wrong baby home from preschool?
Alexis looked Chinese as an infant. How many times must I defend myself?
Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel earned the most nominations for comedy at 20, and HBO set a record for the most nominations by any TV outlet with a total 137. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is already tied the record for most Emmy wins at 8, but she just might break that tie following her nomination today as Best Actress in a Comedy for Veep's final season. Director-producer Ava DuVernay's Netflix series on the Central Park Five, called When They See Us, drew 16 nominations in an unusually competitive category, Best Limited Series. One standout there is Jarrell Jerome, nominated as Best Actor in a Limited Series for his heartbreaking portrayal of Corey Wise, a young black man who spent a dozen years in prison after police coerced him into this false confession for rape.
This is my first extreme I did to any kind of female. This is my first rape. This is my first experience. This will be my last.
A look at first-time Emmy nominees brought other surprises. How did This Is Us's Mandy Moore go without an Emmy nomination before earning today's nod as Best Actress in a Drama? Other stars who joined the first-timers club include Amy Adams, Hugh Grant, and Billy Porter, who's the heart and soul of Pose, FX's drama about gay and transgender characters in New York's 1990s-era underground ballroom scene.
I didn't tell them what it was like in 1980 when we danced all summer to that song. There wasn't none of this AIDS mess going on. They'll never know that feeling, what it's like to love without worrying that you're gonna die, or worse yet, that you're gonna kill somebody.
But just as notable were some of the snubs. Julia Roberts went unnominated for Amazon's drama Homecoming, and CBS's highly rated Big Bang Theory wasn't nominated for Best Comedy Series in its final season. Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show was overlooked in the Variety Talk category for the third year in a row. In past years, I've complained because Jodie Comer, co-star of BBC's America's Killing Eve, and Better Call Saul's Michael McKean were criminally overlooked, and they both got nominations this year. So my new crusade is for Darcy Carden from NBC's excellent The Good Place. The show was nominated as Best Comedy, but she wasn't, despite several standout episodes. So listen up, Emmy Academy. Just because you did a good job with nominations this year doesn't mean there isn't room for a little improvement next time. I'm Eric Deggans.